The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission staff's final recommendations on the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline will be sent to the Commission's board for it to decide whether to approve the project. FERC spokeswoman Tamara Young Allen has said the Commission never announces when it will render a decision. But pipeline opponents had much to say about the problems the pipeline could cause. The group Oil Change International says its analysis shows it would create as much pollution as 26 coal plants. David Sly with Wild Virginia said FERC failed to determine whether the pipeline is even needed. Spokeswoman for the Mountain Valley Pipeline Project, Natalie Cox, says the team continues to listen to the concerns of community members and local officials, and that, quote, we value each landowner's property and the safety of employees, contractors, and everyone who lives along the proposed route. But even though the final impact statement has now been made public, currently the FERC doesn't have a quorum of commissioners to decide whether to approve it. According to the Marcellus Shale News website, the hope around Washington, D.C. is that the Senate will take a final vote on two new commissioners before the July 4th holiday. If that happens, it goes on to say, FERC may well vote to allow MVP to begin at any time following a yes vote of the body. I'm Robbie Harris.